Good morning. Well, the corn market continues to see its route of lower prices this morning. We're down 3 cents again, and the July corn contract has put in another new contract low overnight. And we've also exceeded the lows of last August 12th when we bottomed and the markets moved up beautifully into this year. Now, the warm and wet pattern will continue to dominate through the middle of this month, and that's expected to get the 2026 U.S. corn crop off to a very strong start. It will also get the bean market on a weaker note as well, as beans will also be doing much better. And we also add, in the corn situation, old crop stocks remain plentiful, even though exports are phenomenal. And then, of course, the USDA reporting last night or in the evening that they confirmed the case of the new world screwworm in the U.S. found in a calf that was 3 weeks old in Texas. This is the first case in the U.S. since 1966. And we note that the outbreak, there was another small outbreak in 1976 as well. That outbreak cost Texas producers alone more than $132 million. According to the USDA projections, a similar outbreak today would cost Texas cattle producers more than five times that amount. Estimated hit to the state's economy could potentially top $1.8 billion. The case was discovered in a three-week-old calf near La Proya, Texas, and, of course, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins did confirm it last night after finding the confirmation coming from the testing lab in Ames, Iowa. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.